didn't have to put out quite so much money today.
Because they robbed the Strategic Oil Reserve all they could down here in Texas, I think it is, and then they went up in Maine and robbed that one to keep it down before the election, Mike. Use your head.
Yep. That's the U.S. political system nowadays. Finest leaders money can buy.
And the finest politicians money can buy. And that is the truth. God. Anyways, something better to talk about than that, I guess. Well, I'm right behind a Mercedes EQE 500. I don't know if that means it's electric or not, but it's a 4MATIC. But they are nice, but they're a little overpriced for my paycheck.
They'll look good driving one.
76 years old, I think that time's passed. what are you doing today, Mike?
I'm off at Toyota, get a loaner. They're supposed to have it done by tomorrow, but last time I tried this, it turned into a 4-day debacle, so having a loaner, they may get her done, you know? Get the oil changed, stuff like that. Other than that, I just gotta do the honeydews, gotta stop at the pharmacy, and then go home.
Yeah, I lost my mind since I went into the gas station. The fumes got to me. I remember you saying you was gonna go for a windshield. Yeah, those are sound absorbent windshields. They're like 3 layers thick, something like that. And they're pretty expensive. Well, we had a 2011, it only had 87,000 on it. My wife wanted a new car, so it's got a lot of safety features that she thought that would be nice for me, and she's right. I really love this, but there wasn't a thing wrong with the other one either. We've had 4 of them, and I think this is number 5, and we really loved our Avalons.
NASCAR, it's too bad they've quit making them.
It sucks. But, and the paint jobs are weird. But I just don't like it, and the write-ups on it aren't all that great. But, it's a dirty shame they stopped making it. I don't understand that. Except everybody wants to drive an SUV now, so you look good.
Hit the prices on them and said, nothing. Plus the mileage sucks. This is just my go-to-work car. They replaced the 2006 Jeep Cherokee 4x4 that a deer took out.
Man, and Jeeps are beautiful cars now, but they break. And I don't know about the newer ones, but a few years ago, when I was more knowledgeable of them, even Advanced Auto, I was in there one day and I asked the guy, I said, and this fella bought some parts for a Jeep ahead of me. I said, they break a lot, don't they? He says, a lot. But the Avalon I read, just in the last week or two, there was a report on the Internet, and it said they had the 10 cars that were most likely to last at least 250,000 miles without any major problems, and one of them was the Avalon.
You do something like I did. Last year when I took it in for the transmission, it was because I changed lanes on 85, and as I changed lanes, I said, what's that? And that's about the time that truck tire went underneath the car and tore out major parts of my transmission.
Oh, my God. Boy, I bet you that scared the dickens out of you. What an inconvenience, too, huh?
Lower valve body. So as the thing was drained, I could see a line behind me. Luckily, I was a mile from work, so I just limped in and parked it. And it's okay. State Farm went ahead and found me a new used transmission, and they put it in. Cost me all of $500. That could be one reason why my insurance went up, Tom.
Nice. When we went from 2011 to 2022, it was quite a bit under $100 just to go about 13 years, and it didn't hardly go up at all. But as a whole, all of the insurance have gone up tremendously.
It didn't go up too much. I'm just waiting on that next. I saw a thing on the internet today, a little article. Allstate has been given the okay to raise insurance rates, homeowners insurance rates in California. They're going up 36%.
Any sorrows for anybody that lives in that crazy state? None whatsoever. They get what they deserve. What you sow, so shall you reap. And that governor they got is a complete creep and an idiot, as far as I'm concerned. That's why everybody's bailing out of a lot of these states, but mainly California is one of the biggest ones. But, oh well, they've done some nutty things out there, I tell you. San Francisco, when I was there in the 60s, was a beautiful town. Now it looks like a garbage dump. And Pelosi, Brad, it's another one they should do away with. 80-some years old. Good Lord. I'm way too old to be up there in Congress, and I think that's the greater majority of them up there, geriatrics. Anyways, Mike, I'll let you go. I'm in the trucks, and you have a good day. Enjoy the lounge down there at Toyota in 6CLX in 0TR73, Mike.
Okay, Tom, hopefully you got a good basket full of eggs there. Whatever's good. Yeah, and this weekend I'm gonna try to get some radio work done on my antenna. I got a new analyzer, and now it's showing me what my problem is.
For that, so basically on HF.
Yeah, that's I'm talking about my HF, my off-center fed. I'm pretty sure it's a feed line issue. It's not really a big deal. It's just I don't have a good match anymore. I'm sure it's that feed line. Anyway, talk to you later. Have a good weekend. N6CLX.
N0TR, clear.